Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for 2018 season passes and ticket discounts. That's GreatLakesDragaway.com.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. I'm Rami Makhlouf, and here's what you have to pick from in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane this evening. Right lane, what was your reaction to the Cubs' Darvish signing? Left lane, are you worried about how Jabari responded to Joe Prunty on Friday night? And the return lane, do the Brewers have to answer what the Cubs did over the weekend and overpay for a pitcher? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. If you know which lane it is, you want to jump in, go right ahead and dial that number, or send us a tweet at 105.7 FM The Fan, or let us reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Then you jump on in. What did you have something over there? I heard you go.
I'm just looking up a review of a tequila that Don Mikowski was drinking this weekend right now.
Oh, okay.
Just seeing how expensive it is.
All right, cool.
How expensive is it?
I'm not old.
The bottle he was drinking is $40.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not horrible.
That's out of my price range, but no, as far as actual tequila drinkers
see,
go.
Now, yeah. If I drink, I get something I can just find at the store.
Oh, this thing was, it's a George Clooney deal. It's a George Clooney.
His tequila?
Yeah.
All right.
I never heard of it.
Neither have I. Leroy, what was your reaction to the Cubs signing of Yu Darvish over the weekend?
I wasn't surprised at all. Right?
Did it take the wind out of your sails of the Yelich and Kane deals?
What was your reaction?
That's my reaction. Oh, child, please, I'm not surprised at that. Because he was hanging out there too long. It made sense. Matter of fact, do you remember what you said last week?
What did you say last week?
What did I say last week? I don't remember what I said last hour.
That you didn't want him, but you wouldn't be surprised if y'all signed him.
Well, I didn't say I didn't want him. I said I'd rather have Jake Arrieta.
Right. Yeah, you say you'd rather have Arrieta, but they'll probably end up getting Darvish. I was like, man, Rami called this. I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, because I felt like the Brewers had made him an offer a while back. He didn't accept it. Okay, I'm moving on. So, you know, the money aspects of it fits what the Cubs are trying to do. Because the Cubs won the World Series, came back the next year, went to the playoffs, but they want to keep winning. They don't want this to be a one-thing wonder. I was not surprised. And the headlines, really, for the Brewers, to me, we'll talk about this later, will be the Brewers just adjust the search, you know, as far as pitchers are concerned. It's not a panic move. The Brewers didn't panic, and neither did I. So that was my reaction.
Sparky, you don't even believe that the Brewers' offer to Yu Darvish was a real offer, something that they thought he would take.
No, I think
wasn't
it was
that far away if it's that CC money, that 5-year one?
100.
100?
Yeah.
Still sitting there?
Yeah, I just think that $100 million long-term deal is the kind of money they floated out at Fielder. They floated it out at Sabathia. We've seen this before. Yep. In both those situations, they knew they weren't going to take that money, but they did it as
But if he really wanted to be a Brewer, he could have.
But Leroy, think about it from the Brewers' perspective. They didn't think they had any chance at this dude. 1 month goes by,
right.
2 months go by,
right,
and then they probably sit around and go, what can we offer him? Because at this point, on the record, he has no offers that anybody's been documented. So
none that he wanted.
Okay, so what can we offer him that we're okay with if we actually win this thing? We're not going to go up. Just
was
what can
Brewers
we offer him?
Was the only team on the record, Steve, that offered him on the record?
The Brewers, the Cubs, and the Twins, where I think were the three on the record that I heard of.
Okay.
But the Brewers were the first. So
Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
That was the first one that we heard
right.
of. So I was like,
it's always good to be first.
So if the conversation is what number, and that's the number they came up with of we're not going higher, but
Ricky Bobby said if you're not first, you're last.
If he's got nothing else and he takes ours, heck, we could do that. We could afford that. So they throw the offer out there knowing they weren't going to go a dollar higher than what they had offered and then waited to see how long this thing was going to play out. And at the end of the day, hey, Chicago, they weren't playing ball. Chicago, I think, added that sixth year to get this deal done because I have a feeling they were all in the same neighborhood. Chicago, Milwaukee, Minnesota, I think they were all right there together, and that sixth year got it done for Darvish to go to Chicago.
Just think
that's what I think it was at the end of the day because he wanted to go to Chicago. He didn't want to go to Milwaukee or Minnesota based on reports anyhow.
If they really did offer him 5 years at $100 million, that's $20 million a year.
The Cubs
ended up paying him $21 million a year, unless he hits incentives. But he hits incentives, it's
that goes up to 1/5.
Right, but if he's hitting incentives, that means it's all worth it, right?
100.
Yeah, but that's yes. I mean, from
it's
that aspect,
sure.
Right? Correct.
So yes. if $21 million a year plus incentives is what he was looking for, really all the Brewers had to do was up it $1 million a year and add a year to the contract.
That's
and
a
you
long,
Darvish is theirs.
That's a long, long time.
What's the difference between 5 years and 6 years, man?
That's what I said.
A lot. What's the difference between 4 years and 5 years for Kane? A lot. Because it's Milwaukee. It's not the Cubs' revenue stream.
I understand
it's
that.
It's just not.
It's a big gamble, but if you're already willing to make the gamble of 5 years, $100 million, 6 years, $126 million isn't that much more a gamble, is it?
I understand what you're saying. That's why I don't think they...
Or do a five-year and a player option.
Right.
For
they did it.
Team option.
They did it before the Odd Neck event.
Yep.
It drew everybody talking about it, right? Because you had got Yelich, yep. You had got Kane. Here comes the offer for Darvish, and Brewer fans were going nuts heading into that Odd Neck event that weekend. And since then, of thinking the Brewers might get one of these guys. Then your owner comes out and talks about, hey, I got enough money to go get a real starting pitcher at the top end of this free agent market. We can do this. It's still possible. And so that leaves more fuel to the fire in order to get everybody hyped up to buy season tickets, buy single game tickets, all this stuff. Man, please. They played that very well. So and if he takes the deal, you're happy. And if he doesn't, you get all this publicity out of it.
So that's the right lane. What was your reaction to the Cubs signing you Darvish over the weekend? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Moving to the left lane.
Move on to the left lane.
Friday night, Bucks taking on the Miami Heat. Lane. And there was a point in the third quarter where Joe Prunty not too pleased with young Jabari Parker.
Jabari Parker. Joe Prunty's not happy with Parker, who was floating down the sideline near the bench.
I'll tell you what. I mean, Jabari posted up to Wayne Wade initially. Wade poked it away. The Bucks bench. Chris Middleton leading the pack. Talked about, let's go for one shot. 13 seconds left in this quarter. Jabari didn't aggressively repost to Wayne Wade, and that's what Joe Prunty's telling him. You're the guy we want with the ball in his hands against Dwayne Wade.
That sound courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Sounds like it's off a radio.
Yeah, I know. It's not the greatest quality. It's the only cut I could find of it, man. All right? I'm sorry. Are you worried?
It's not on the DVR?
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't know.
It should be.
That would
take
a lot of
digging. I guarantee you it probably is.
If we taped it, it should be.
Oh, it's on.
Are you worried about how Jabari responded to Prunty and his on-court instructions on Friday? 414-799-1250. GE, what did you make of the exchange?
Well, I simply thought, Rami, if it's the way that Marcus explained it goes down, you just don't wave your coach off.
No.
More importantly, he's trying to get you the ball. He's trying to get you to score more points.
It should be what you want.
Right?
Yes.
He's trying to get you more involved. If you think of anything about Jabari, listen, he's got a contract. Contract's up. He's trying to get you to score more points. That's going to help you get more money. So I just didn't get the whole adversarial deal he had there with Prunty. I mean, listen, the guy is probably under a lot of pressure, a lot of scrutiny. Contract's up. That guy feels somewhere in his heart, you know, Giannis took this team over where he thought it was his team. It was going to be his team. Number two pick overall. I mean, normally those guys are the man when they get into the league, and he just really hadn't been. Now you guys sit and watch Giannis do all this stuff. And, you know, Leroy talked about this earlier. You do. When you talk about the Milwaukee Bucks right now, you talk about Giannis and Giannis only. I mean, you look at Middleton, who's having a pretty good season. They don't even really talk about Middleton.
He could be an all-star. He's got numbers for an all-star.
He could be an all-star. Has them for all-stars. So I just look at this. He could be under a lot of pressure, but still, even if you're under that amount of pressure, you got to know dude, we're trying to get you the ball. We're trying to get you more touches. What's so bad about that? So that leads me to believe that there's some underlying stuff going on that. I mean, it's always, sometimes when you go off on people, sometimes it's always the stupid stuff that you go off on. It's really some underlying stuff that you've been holding on to for a long time, and it comes out like that way.
Yeah. So slightly concerning.
Yeah, I think when he settles down and figure out his way and what he means to his team, where he belongs on his team and get his money.
What his role is.
Yeah, he just doesn't know yet. He's fighting for all this stuff.
I'm sure his parents probably told him that people are watching you. But to me, I like to support people when they need support, not just when they're doing good. I mean, he's 20 and 10. Everybody wants to be his friend. I like to help people through tough times and not bail on them. I like to support people, and I think because he's going to come around and play good. The guy has a lot of talent, and we all have off days. Because sometimes I want to tell you guys, hey man, I just meet me outside and they give me a stick, but I don't do it because I love you guys.
How many times did you ignore a coach during a game?
You can't do that. Can't do it, Steve. Can't do it. Nope. Can't do it. Nope. My mom would not allow it.
It happens in baseball. We see it.
They ain't supposed
to happen. Stop sign at third base. Guys run right up on the third base coach.
Zero tolerance, but. It was some guys who did the coach like that.
So it does happen in football.
Also,
I think... Yeah, but the coach know who he dealing with. You know what I'm saying? He know, but a guy got to try with... Like Wayne Simmons, okay, he's going to probably do me like that. You know what I'm saying?
You're not going to say anything.
And you don't say nothing to him.
You don't want
that. Wayne, you got to contain. You got to contain. And Wayne, just keep walking. Now, you know me, hey, listen, yes, sir. And when I go away, man, coach tripped.
I think that the rudder
the, way it goes.
The rudder blowing off the third base coach is sort of a unique situation
in
the world of sports. Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
I know, but it's
I love Ed Cedar.
I mean that's literally in the middle of like high pay, you know, fast action where you're reacting, you know what I mean? And it's easy to blow right through a coach's signal without meaning to disrespect or blow off the coach at all. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You could easily run through a third base coach's signal, and it does, I mean, there isn't a lot to read into it. It's just a guy reacting and playing in the moment and not...
Who's the center fielder that we traded got rid of?
Gomez.
He'll straight
through it now.
Yeah. Because he was... Yeah,
he was like, stop!
He was always just reacting.
Stop, June!
Not thinking and just playing.
He's aggressive.
That was his style of play.
DR is the same, huh?
Right. That's their style of play. So that's going to happen with third base coaches. Maybe it happens more to Ed Cedar than others, or maybe we just notice it more. But
Ed Cedar's been doing this a long time. If you do what he tell you, you're going to more often be right.
That's the left lane. How are you worried about how Jabari responded to Prunty's on-court instructions Friday? 414-799-1250.
If you're a parent and your kids do you like that, you got to straighten that out. So Prunty has now he's not an intern anymore. He's the coach the rest of the year. You deal with it accordingly. You meet with him, say let's keep it, let's respect each other. When I call you, let's talk.
I would lose
because I'm trying to do what Gary do. I'm trying to get you the damn ball.
I would lose my mind as a parent if my kid was out there ignoring a coach.
Nope.
And
that shows no discipline at home sometimes.
Buddy, I would have.
No home training.
What would you do, Gary? What? Brock's out there on the basketball floor ignoring his coaches, do what he wants to do.
Brock did not do that.
Gary, lose his mind.
I tell you what happened this weekend.
Uh-oh.
We're playing this team in West
Gary
Dallas.
Gary can be kind of animated, though, sometimes.
We're playing this team in West
Dallas.
Yeah,
he's like McGivern.
Yeah.
I know.
Playing this team in West
McGivern,
Dallas.
Though.
So do I.
Playing this team in West Dallas.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Coach came at halftime, came over, told her mama, come get him right now. Get him out of here.
Took him off the team in the middle of the game?
Middle of the game.
Who was it?
No, you can't say it on the radio, man.
Oh, but the coach told his mama
Come get him.
That's the right thing to do.
Come get him.
Get him.
But you can see the kid throwing a tantrum down at the end of the bench.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
He was doing a rummy.
And mama would deal with it. Mama would deal with it.
Like angry because he wasn't playing?
Whatever.
Whatever it was, he was doing a rummy mackerel.
Mama would deal with it.
I never threw a tantrum because I wasn't playing.
He was the best kid on the floor. Okay.
But mama will straighten it out.
Oh, yeah, he was best kid. He went, come get him right now.
And he didn't play the second half?
Oh, no. She took him out the gym, took him home. We ain't seeing no more the rest of the day.
You don't that need to it. Play.
Dog.
You going like that?
Yeah.
Did y'all lose?
No, we won. Took the best kid out the floor, man. Shoot, come on.
Sometimes mom can just give you that look, and you just know. Okay, I'm wrong.
But those are the things that you, and so we talked about, you know, those are some of the things you learn when you're younger on how, you know, you're supposed to act and react. And, you know, and Jabari, you know,
he's still young.
That, and, you know, Duke, you know, all that. I mean, a lot of these kids are they're coddled a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they're the best players. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I think on this level, it's different because all of a sudden, this is my livelihood. I mean, this is it. I mean, this is all the money I'm ever going to make.
It's my job.
It's the job. There comes a lot of other pressures.
Sure.
With all this stuff.
So that's the right lane. Are you
concerned? Whatever that was.
Are
that's
you
the
worried?
Right lane.
No, you were in the lane. Are you worried about how Jabari responded to Prunty on Thank Friday you. Night? And moving to the return lane, returning to the Yu Darvish conversation, do the Brewers now have to respond to what the Cubs did, Sparky, and probably overpay if they're going to get one of these free agent pitchers?
I want you
off
to be
market.
Nicer than you were earlier, okay? In this subject,
I don't remember before.
I don't remember
I
you.
Mean?
I don't.
I do.
No, no, they don't have to respond and overpay. Because, again, if you think your window is 5 years
idiot
with Kane
like four times.
And Yelich, right, oh, yeah. I mean, if you're an idiot and think you can win.
Oh, no, why did I say so?
And think you did it on purpose. But now that you brought it back up, you're right. If you're an idiot and think you can win this division without adding a pitcher to this rotation, then I'm sorry.
That's my fault, America.
I can't fix that. But you are not winning this division without adding at least one or two more pitchers. You have it's Chase Anderson, Zach Davies, Jacine, who was your free agent signing earlier. Those are your front three. Who are the front three in Chicago?
Depends how you order them. Darvish, Hendricks. No, Darvish, Quintana, Lester, probably.
Okay.
Or you could put Hendricks in there.
They can go four or five deep.
Oh, good. So the four and five for the Brewers.
They have four guys who at worst are a two in a good rotation.
Woodruff could
be
your
brand. Now, give me the generic.
Woodruff could be your four.
Yeah,
that would be my choice right now, currently, and hopefully he continues to pitch well.
That would be hater for me.
Then you've got Junior Guerra. You've got Yovani Gallardo.
We're loaded, man. Good bullpen, Steve.
And Brent Suter. That's who you're looking at.
You got Jeffries.
That's a lot of questions. If you want to compete for this division, you want to win the NL, you need two starting pitchers. Now, that does not mean it has to happen.
Oh,
now.
One and a possible.
You could trade for a pitcher at the deadline.
Like Spade.
Add another pitcher next offseason, and then go for
it. Possible.
The next season, you don't have to go for it right now.
Rami, tell me what the owner said, because we asked him this.
Before the Darvish signing.
It don't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
That's
just
the context.
I'm using it to
help. What the owner said, Rami.
That's what the owner said.
Tell what the owner said, Rami.
Quote.
Don't count.
Why wait for 2020? Let's go for it now.
Preach, brother.
We decided winning in 2018 was as important as to win in 2020.
Darvish signing changes it.
Let the dove fly.
And then it falls to the ground.
That's what happened.
Dead. Yes. I played that video for you guys through the left.
Yeah, that's great.
So we've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Now you get the final say on them. Right lane, what was your reaction to the Cubs-Darvish signing? Left lane, are you worried about how Jabari responded to Prunty on Friday night? And the return lane, do the Brewers have to answer the Cubs and potentially overpay?
All right.
Good song.
For a new pitcher. 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057.
What's the name of the song?
FM.
When Doves Cry.
When Doves Die.
Hey, if you're longing for the return of Wendy's North American Cod Sandwich, your time is right now. It's back and crunchier than ever. 100% wild-caught North Pacific Cod covered in crispy panko crumbs for a taste you can hear.
Top I don't like tartar sauce on mine.
Top with a creamy dill tartar sauce and three pickles for
get
an added crunch.
Like man's supposed to.
And they'll even add more
it's
if you
hot,
want.
It's hot, too.
I like cheese on mine, too. I like throwing some cheese on there.
Cheese, give me the bubblies.
So much delicious crunch. It's the perfect lure for fish sandwich lovers. And it's only at Wendy's for a limited time.
Why do we scream at each other?
It's the Wendy's Big Show in the midst of Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane right now. Giving you the big topics discussed on today's big show and giving you the final say on them. Here's what you're picking from this evening. Right lane, what was your reaction to the Cubs Darvish signing? Left lane, are you worried about how Jabari responded to Prunty on Friday night? And the return lane, do the Brewers have to answer and potentially overpay for a starting pitcher. 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. While we're talking about the Brewers, I might as well tell you Tim Allen and Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt coming up with Hot Stove Weekly from 6 until 7 tonight. Former Brewers pitcher Paul Wagner joins the guys.
Yeah. Hot Stove.
Also worth mentioning that you can experience a Cactus League game in Scottsdale, Arizona.
How do you do that, Rummy?
You go to 105.7fmthefan.com.
Radio guy.
And enter for your chance to win two tickets to see the Brewers and the Rockies March 3rd at Salt River Fields at Talking Stick, and two nights of country fun in the Valley's only spring training pool party country doubleheader. Dustin Lynch March 2nd, Old Dominion at March 3rd.
Can't wait.
Both at Talking Stick Resort in Scottsdale. Log on to 1057FMTheFan.com.
Can't wait.
And enter for your chance to win in this national contest. Round trip airfare is included. Two to Phoenix.
You may not be going nowhere with that.
As well as two nights hotel stay at Talking Stick Resort in Scottsdale. Two tickets to see the Brewers and the Rockies March 3rd, and tickets to Dustin Lynch March 2nd and Old Dominion on March 3rd. Again, go to 1057FMTheFan.com and enter for your chance to win. Let's go to your phone calls.
Let's get the phone calls.
You go to the West Side and Santo. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Hello,
what's up,
Santo?
Santo.
Gentlemen, okay. Let's go to that return lane and let's keep it 100.
All right.
I agree with Sparky. If we want to win this division, we have to pick up a stud. I think only one, because I think we could survive at the five until Nelson comes back. But we have to pick up a stud. And I'm not worried about yearly salary. I'm worried about years. Like, I would go to Arrieta right now. If he wants 5 years and he wants to make more than you, so you have to offer him 125 for five, let's do it. Let's get it done. But I think what's happening is when I'm listening to fans today, you know, our pitching staff was not Druck last year. And it sure sounds like people think it was, because, like, people are thinking, well, we made all these other moves, and if we don't get a pitcher, we're going to be below 500 anyway.
No.
I think we're still an 85 to 88 win team as we're built right now.
85, Santo. 85.
To 88. And if we really
no, 85.
Challenge the Cubs, we do need to go get that guy. And I'm just worried about the years at the end. And the Cubs made a great deal with you. I'm not one of those guys with the Fox and the Braves.
Right.
It was a good deal.
That was a great deal, Santo.
It was a great deal for the Cubs. Yeah. But we can't afford that sixth year with a guy who's going to be our five starter at that point in his career, most likely. But if we can get an Arrieta for, you know, a 4 or 5 year deal and pay him whatever we have to pay him to get him here, I'm all in. But I think we need to remember that our pitching staff is not as terrible as people on the airwaves today have made it sound like. We have some decent pitching. If we just get that one stud, and when Nelson comes back, I think we can compete toe-to-toe with those Cubs.
All right. Thanks for your phone call, Santo.
Why are you yelling all of a sudden this segment, man? Are you all right? Did something happen? Is that because you put your hat on with your earmuffs on it?
He's been doing it ever since he saw Tim. He's been, and he was mocking me in the break.
My goodness, dude.
Yeah, am I yelling?
Yeah. Yes, you're selling.
Selling or yelling?
Let's go to D and Finnemore. You're on the Wendy's Big Show.
D and Finnemore, what's up with you? Hey, D, what's so funny about that, man?
Hey, have y'all ever noticed that high school basketball players from Sydney and Chicago are socially awkward and weird?
A little bit.
I mean Jabari and Derrick Rose.
Yeah, okay.
They both have those traits in common.
A little off-putting, but it's okay.
And to be for real, R. Kelly played basketball for him, too.
Stop it.
Hey, okay. Come on, D.
He probably played in the junior league, too.
I'm just saying, he did. R. Kelly was actually a nice high school basketball player. He played for Benji. But my whole point, I do agree with y'all. Jabari shouldn't be coming at Prunty like that.
Right.
But I do feel like part of the problem is if you go back to even when Jabari first stated, he said, they trying to make this about me hating your kid. Nobody asked the question who they was. Everybody assumed it was the media. I assumed it was the players on the team because he wasn't there. It reminded me, you say, she say, he wasn't there. So it was like, well, Jabari got a problem with it too. Let's get rid of this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you add that fact to that. I think Jabari is not comfortable with some of his teammates on this team. And I also believe Jabari is so socially awkward, it's hard to deal with him. Because honestly, and it's not being funny, man, when you live on that side of Chicago, a lot of them brothers come up with a PSD-type mentality.
What kind?
Like that. A PSD, like they've been in war 24/7.
Oh, okay.
PTSD.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yep.
Come on, Rodney.
You know what I mean? But they always looking over their shoulder for that shooter or something bad to happen. You had everything else to happen to do. And I think that's why Jabari rubs a lot of people the wrong way. Do I think Jabari, my whole thing, not even Jabari posting off that made me mad. I hate when somebody, like, waves me off. that's almost like turning your back on
the coach. Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And he did that to the coach.
Yeah, he can't
do that. So it's one thing for you to sit up there and not listen to your coach, but he straight up waved him off like, man, shut up, talk to me.
Yeah, you can't straight up wave him off there. Yeah.
But at the same time, dude, I really think people need to get off these rumors and getting at Jabari. The reason why Jabari probably wasn't with Giannis shooting basketball, no excuses. That brother is the most socially awkward, one of the most socially awkward people I ever heard y'all interview. I remember y'all interview when y'all had him at the, what was it?
Toy Drive?
Yeah.
Toy Drive, yeah.
Yeah, his first interview.
Yeah.
Well, he thought we was coming after him about something, I think, earlier.
He was very defensive.
Yeah.
He was. And yeah. Gary brought up Chief Keith, another socially awkward cat from his neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, dog, it's part of that. So when y'all look at dude and everybody want to talk about him, just keep that in mind, man. Dude is weird. He ain't Larry Sanders weird, but that brother's weird.
I like him, dog.
Hey, how you doing out there in Finnemo, man?
Man, I'm eating. I'm pretty good. Man, I'm finna actually move to my other land in Montrose pretty soon.
Yeah. Do they find you socially awkward in Finnemore?
Actually, these people out here, it's kind of weird in Finnemore, dog, because it's like, I know I'm funny, but I ain't that funny. I know I'm kind of attractive, but I know I ain't that attractive, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm kind of like this unicorn type thing. Sometimes I just try to do stuff to get away with it.
Yeah,
I can.
Better watch it, D.
That would get you in trouble now.
Yeah, man.
Well, he just told everybody he's black.
Your land. Hey, thanks for phone call.
Trust me, dude. I still know I'm a brother out here. So
I don't want to step out of line.
I don't want your next call to come and collect, D. Right. Watch it, man.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, we'll take it, D.
No, we don't.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about? He was talking about a piece of land. You know what I'm thinking about? You ever seen that show Alaska Wild Frontier?
No.
Why are you watching that?
I think I want to do that.
No, you don't.
Stop.
No, you do not. You won't even hike a mountain with me, man.
You don't got to hike, dude. You just go live in a log cabin
You can't live in Wisconsin when it's cold. Why would you want to go there?
You can just go. Just live. You don't even need a job, dude. You just go live.
Well, you better get a testosterone boost before you go up there.
Yeah, I'll tell you that right now. Because a bear may come after you.
Oh, they got bears. I want to shoot one. That's
either
the thing.
Way, we still never found off
you live
off
the land. You just shoot stuff, dude. I can shoot a bear.
Why shoot stuff? I just go to pick and save.
I can shoot a bear.
I can shoot a bear, dude.
Yeah, we're still looking for Mike in West
Bend. Yeah, where's Mike? Is he shot a bear or he got eaten
by a
bear?
He said he was going to fight a bear. That was back in, what, April?
Yeah.
Of last year? He said he was going to fight that bear?
I hope
he was
going to
wrestle the bear in July.
In July, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And haven't heard from Mike since. May he rest in peace.
I hope so. I hope not. Maybe not.
Should have went to mentality before.
Hey, guys, you hear me talk about how I worked out and how I helped coach my son's sports.
I'm going to try that.
How I think, you know, I love being active and being in the best shape I can possibly be. Hey, Gary Ellison here for Mentality Health in Milwaukee. You can find them at lowtusa.com. I bet there are a lot of you guys out there that who wish you were more active with just a little bit more energy. Maybe it's getting through the workday without feeling exhausted.
Sounds like me all over
again. Having more energy when you get home to the wife. Or maybe you want to be more active in your kid's life. Well, Mentality is here to help you. Mentality is a new healthcare facility that is dedicated to helping men just like you feel their best, feel vitalized, and perform better.
Vitalized.
When you suffer the effects of low testosterone, you're tired, you have low energy, and you just don't feel like yourself anymore.
You sleep in the fetal position alone.
Sure. When you work with Mentality, you're working with a real board-certified physician in a real medical facility that provides FDA-approved testosterone treatments.
Get you back in the game.
And get this. Unlike other places, Mentality takes insurance.
Claude, have mercy.
These guys are legit with a 9% success rate.
That's a win-win.
Be the guy you want to be and make an appointment for your free consultation today at Mentality Health in Milwaukee. Again, that's lowtusa.com.
I'm going to talk to them.
GE, is there a young man in the intern box over there?
Some guy look like Wolfman Jack. Don't do it yet.
Don't do it yet.
Wolfman Jack.
We're going to meet and name the intern.
All right, I got him.
Next, right here.
He look like that guy.
On the Wendy's Big Show. It's the Wendy's Big Show.
Shots fired.
Every break, champ.
I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Hot Stove Weekly coming up. Just a few minutes. Tim Allen, Bill Baby Tauschman.
I like that hostile.
I like
talking
that show.
Some Brewers from 6 until 7.
Informative news on
They'll try and convince themselves guys. And you that the Brewers rotation is just as good as the Cubs. There'll be an hour of that going on. I want to do some crosstalk with Tim if we have a minute. But first, we have to meet and name the new intern who's over on the other side of the glass. First of all, what's your actual name, young man? I can't hear you.
Turn your microphone
on. You didn't show
him
how to use the mic, Mandela.
No, it's on.
It is?
It's potted up.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Oh,
anybody
here
show you how to run a board, Ron?
Somebody was messing with my board while I was gone. Go ahead.
Who
was
that?
Your name?
My name is Marty. Marty mm-hmm. Lamentz.
Marty.
Is he our oldest intern?
Marty, how old are you, sir?
I'm 30.
30. No, yeah. He's not our oldest
Damn.
Intern.
Jeff Orlowski was our older, oldest right? intern, yeah.
Where do you go to school, Marty?
Orlowski, probably.
I'm at UW-Milwaukee.
Where'd you go to high school?
At Ashwaubenon High School.
What's
Ashwaubenon, up at Green Bay.
What's your major?
Broadcast journalism.
Okay, so this is actually something you want to do.
He got Absolutely. The pipes.
All right.
Got the pipes.
Yeah,
right
on. Thanks, Leroy.
He's got a voice for radio. All right.
And he's a nice guy, too.
Anybody else have any questions for the young man?
I didn't agree with Tim, who said behind me, Marty McFly. That was my guess of what his nickname was going to be.
Marty McFly?
I like that.
What's Marty McFly? What's that?
Back to the Future.
You did not just ask that.
Back to the Future.
You've never seen Back to the Future, dude?
Does he look like that guy?
No.
No, because his name's Marty.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Gary had something else in mind for the young man.
Gary called him Wolfman Jack.
Gary's the official neighbor of the intern.
Marty we can debate on it, but he looks like Otz to me.
Like who?
Yeah.
Otz.
Who is Otz?
Nicely.
Nobody knows who you're talking about.
From the Alaskan Outback, Last Frontier.
Oh, come on. You talking about the guy from Naked and Afraid.
No, not that guy. He looks like Otz. You know who Otz is?
No, I have no idea who you're talking about. No.
You never seen that show?
Never
hey,
seen
his
it.
Daughter, I think, is it the girl. She a singer. What's her name?
Oh, man.
Country singer.
Oh, hold
Kinda
on.
Kind of cute.
Hold on.
Country singer. I think his daughter's a country singer. What's her name, Rummy?
Man.
Look up Otsley. Look at
Carrie Underwood.
No, she kind of cute, too. She used to live up in Alaska,
What's
man.
His name?
Otsley.
His last name is Lee?
Yeah, I don't know.
And we're talking about two different...
Say, I don't know.
Oh, there are two guys on the same show. There are three guys on that show named Otz.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
That's a good show.
So what's his daughter's name?
Name once.
What's his daughter's name?
I don't know, man.
Just look it up and see what his daughter's name. Right. She's a singer.
Hey, Gary,
I think she go out with David Whitehurst.
His son. Yeah, what is her name?
Charlie Whitehurst.
Yeah, I just saw that. Dad, ain't he?
I just saw
that. Yeah.
Jewel? Oh, shut up.
That's his daughter.
That's a catch, cuz.
Yeah. That's she's live up in Alaska on a bush.
I know she's from Alaska. That, yeah.
I think she talked about that on Howard Stern.
That thing made Jewel?
Yes.
Jewel's that thing.
Jewel's a catch.
Yeah. That thing made Jewel.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Gary.
That's Jewel's daddy, man.
How?
And Autumn Otz, that's his brother. That's her brother, Autumn Otz.
So we're going to call him Otz?
Otz Lee.
Otz Lee.
All right. Lee, dog.
All right.
Hey, did you hear about, speaking of hot things, did you hear about
he won't
Aaron
be married
Jones?
To Jewel. Don't let
Aaron Jones is trying to get a date with Debbie Lovato.
Debbie Lovato, all of them.
Yeah, man.
Did you see that?
You didn't see
no.
that?
Rummy?
No, oh, yeah, I retweeted and wrote everything.
Yeah,
give him a chance.
I retweeted it.
I thought.
Batiari's in all over too, Rummy. You got to get with that.
I don't know if I can say this or not. I thought.
Don't say it if you don't think you can say it.
No, I thought Demi Lovato.
Was dating somebody?
Swung the other way. No?
That's okay.
What difference does that make?
I'm just saying.
That's all right.
Who cares?
That makes no difference.
You're right.
Fine. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Your mama named Clay. I'm going to call you Clay.
I'm just saying. I thought that she. Hey, man, from the other
better.
Side of the plate, so
the
to speak.
Motor better. The motor better.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd get in
just
on that
Just give him
mix.
One date.
Sure.
Just one date.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones, we behind you, cuz.
Sure. I support him 100%.
Have you seen Debbie Lovato?
I've seen Debbie Lovato.
I follow on Instagram.
I've seen Debbie Lovato. She is something
and
up.
And she got good music to boot.
Thanks to everybody who listened and contributed to the Wendy's Big Show today. Hot Stove Weekly is coming up next. Admiral Center Ice from 7 until 8.
Center Ice.
For Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve
hot
Sparky, fight for Mike
Clemens, the hot stove.
And Otz. I'm Rami Maclaw. Saying thanks
Otz
for
Lee.
Listening to
Intern
the Wendy's
Otz
Big
Lee.
Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow starting at 2. I need all the ibuprofen right now. All of it.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.